God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Well, here I am after much, much difficulty. Large parts of my technology are missing. Well, let's just say one very critical piece. This is about the fourth time in a row that I moved from one place to another, and a very significant technical piece is missing. Then my useless Audigy X5 doesn't want to record. Then I went on Suzanne's Apple here. Did a complete show, I thought one of my best ever, and unfortunately, just the last 10 seconds were saved. This finally sort of pushed me over the edge, and how wonderful is that? Anyway, I'm back now. If this does get through, it'll be a wonder. It's on Apple. I can only hope that this will somehow be something that James can convert and use. At least I know what I talked about last time, and therefore I'm going to say the same things now. I spent the first 4 minutes of the last one wandering around, not quite knowing what to say, until the reality of it hit me that there's only one message I can ever give. I apologize for my voice, which is still healing from the events I went through. I discovered the one thing that is necessary for me to say to you, the only thing I was ever trying to say, the only thing worth hearing or learning or understanding, the only thing worth practicing. If you do practice it and do it, you don't need anything else. You don't even need another radio show from me. Anything else that I talk about is really just external events connected to other external events that have no meaning or reality unless what I'm about to mention is operative. Within you, somewhere, is something that is real. That thing which is real is synonymous with and exactly the same as what you call God, what I call the divine ineffable, what I've also called the dynamic animating principle. Anything you identify with the integrity and truth of your being or with what you identify as the superconscious awareness within you, that is all the same thing, and that's what I'm talking about. Until you make contact with it, nothing in your life has any meaning or importance. Once you do, everything in your life has meaning and importance. The thing that is real is a living thing. It is a conscious thing. It is your life. You have no life, no consciousness, no feeling, no nothing without it. It is living its life in you. In most people, it is in a state of slumber, a sleeping state, which is also a dreaming state. which is why most people's lives are a dream and take place in a dream format. The dream itself is under the control of certain reality controllers that, because of the state of the age, are come from the dark side. And that is why our reality is manipulated and made to appear in a negative and unpleasant sense, and why most of our lives are composed of suffering and torment. Another reason for this is our attachment to things, external things, or to anything in our mind that relates to conditions in life that we want to see happen, that we wish were happening again, that we're sorry is not happening now, whatever that may be. These are the root causes of suffering. Stop them. Some of us have made tremendous efforts to communicating and contacting the real, and therefore the real is more real, more present within us. Anyone can have this real. You have one job, period, in this life, that is to come into communication with what is real, which is also, as I've said, God, the divine ineffable, or however you choose to call it. It knows everything you need. It knows everything you are. Put all your attention and effort upon contacting it. How do you do that? You can just keep saying, I don't know, over and over and over, and what does know will take over. You can do what Ramana Maharshi suggested, which is just to say, who am I, over and over and over again. You can take any modality of this that works for you and make it a constant practice. The thing you want to do is be in a state of constantly being aware of, remembering, or practicing the presence of the real, also known as the divine, which has a presence, a living presence, which is an intelligence that comes alive in you and operates your life according to a particular dynamic based upon how much you have merged with or come into contact with the real. What is it that keeps you from that? The separated self, the idea that you have an independent will, that you can run around on this planet, grab, take, do other things too, anything that comes before you for your own purposes. This is what the majority of all people are doing, pursuing their appetites and whatever sensation seems important to them until their cassette runs out. This life ends. And based on this and previous lives, are then sent to the dressing room, to wardrobe, to get a new setup for another life. As I've said many times before, we're now at the cusp of a tremendous period of change, and you can make the jump now into an entirely different reality. And that is why contacting the real is so incredibly important. All right? Okay. Well, there you are. This real is a living thing. It is a conscious thing. Let me mention the word intuition. It means inner teaching. This is what you get from your communication. And like a weak radio signal for those who don't practice it, it is very difficult, can be, to fine-tune this because you need focus and concentration. That's what meditation and all these other things are really about and what their point is, okay? But as you work at it and work at it, you're able to bring in the signal stronger and stronger and stronger until it is the only signal that you are experiencing, all right? This separated self must be let go of and absorbed into the real. Once it is, you become part of the personality of the divine. This immediately makes you identical to what is in every single other life form you encounter in one way or another. Gives you the ability to communicate with them at that place instead of in the separated self. Removes all conflict and obstacles from your life, except as they exist as teaching situations to make you closer to the real. Everything begins to work in terms of that. Now, doesn't matter what I say, as long as I'm saying this over and over and over, because it's the only real thing I will ever say, and the only important thing, to get in touch with what is real, eternal, and living in you. Take everything religion has ever taught you, throw it out. Take everything you ever learned anywhere at any time, throw it out. Learn anew what is real, and find out that everything you thought you knew is a lie. As I said, the idea that God is a sexless, rule-making, uptight, school-marmish, high school principal drone is crap. God is a living, vital entity and engages in every area of life. And sex is just as valid and real in all its permutations, not just procreation, as is eating, thinking, and anything else. The thing that has screwed up our planet and our lives is that we have a distorted and perverted idea of what sex is really all about. And it can certainly be considered a very fun experience, a spiritual experience, a way of connecting and having union in many different ways, not just with another physical person. It's connected to the Kundalini, it's connected to the alchemical marriage, and to that which finally takes place when you are united with your beloved. The soul, spirit, however you want to see it, takes place within your being. The sex force is the only force there is. When it is evolved, it manifests in the higher forms of art, love, all sorts of things. It is what is activated in combat, in offenses toward each other, in charity and compassion toward each other. It is one single force that is identified by the intention of the individual acting with it. If you are at a brutal level of existence, it's going to manifest like that. If you have taught it to dance like a dancing bear, it moves ever, ever up to more skillful and beautiful permutations until it actually becomes the dance of God. The tarot cards will show you this. All religions, if you can see it there, will show you this. All hermetic and occult teachings will show you this. There are many, many, many permutations, but you don't need any of them. You need one thing, the presence. Practice the presence as if it were absolutely real, because it is. Make it the real thing in your life. Put aside every other thing. I'm hoping this works. The amount of frustration I've had this morning, my friends, has been intense. And, somehow or another, I'll tell you, things have changed. Things have really changed, and not just for me, but for you also. Remember that this presence is here now, okay? People have taken exception with my commentary on God waking up and God saying, thank you for waking me up, and the rest of this. The fact is, God is sleeping in you. But also at this time, God is awakening all over. And that is the nature of the apocalypse and the unveiling and all the rest of this, all right? You can awaken God within. Bang on the door, yell at him, scream at him, whatever it takes to show the intensity of how bad you want this. And constantly bring your mind back to the fact, I must find the real. What is real? How deep must I go? Not this, not that, not this, not that. Everything comes up. Not this, not that, not this, not that. Until you cannot banish what is present, because it is real. Do you see what I mean? You have covered over what is real with layers and layers of this external life association and identification thing. Put it away. In this case, I do know what I'm talking about. Not to say I am not an extremely flawed individual with a lot of shortcomings, as I amply demonstrated to myself this morning. Okay. Ergo, my friends, I've actually got a clock here. Before I had a stopwatch, and I had forgotten the time I'd started at. Here we are. Once again, because this is all I'm really going to have to say, and from now on, I'm just going to beat on this like a drum. Find what is real. Find what is living in you. You are not alive except because of it. Unnecessary. Thank you, Suzanne. Everything else is unnecessary and useless. And you may be sitting and thinking, but what about all this? I'm not going to get to do this. And you get to do all of that, but you get to enjoy it. Like the thing with sex or anything else, do it with love. This is the power of love and the mystery of love. Do not do anything that you do not do with conscious love. If you're not going to do it with that, don't do it at all, okay? Just say, I'm not going to do this. Go into stuff with love, and therefore banish the idea of sin, banish the idea of what is wrong, or any of the rest of it. When it's done with love, it cannot be wrong. But you must identify what love is. You must know the meaning, the essential and integral meaning of what love is. Love isn't desire. Love isn't having what you want now. You know, love isn't the attachment that you have toward family and friends that you can't live without, and which somehow grants you the identity that you think you are. It isn't that. It's a deep, piercing state of surrender and giving, okay? And whatever you're supposed to have will come along with it. Look, it's all under control. The problem is your unawareness of this You know, the fact that it's under control causes it to seem out of control and random. You have to sink into this, accepting that it's completely under control, that the real is a thing that exists. It's more real than you are, and everything that exists is based upon and has its existence on it. This is the fundamental thing you must discover, and everything else is bullshit. So I can't really tell you more than that, because there isn't any more than that to tell you. Find what's real within you. It is there. Ergo, you can. Why is it difficult? It isn't important enough. You're not putting enough into it. Put something into it, see what you get. In this time, success is truly speedy for the energetic, as the Bhagavad Gita says. All right, we're getting down to what I can see is near the end, 1 minute left. So I want you all to have a wonderful solstice where I'm going right now, and I'll be thinking of you. This is an important solstice. Enjoy it. Some very heavy events are coming up shortly that are going to change the face of the world. I want you to surrender into that great and wonderful, all-encompassing love, and know that it'll protect and keep you from all harm. I'm going to see you next week, if there is one, and hopefully my voice will be in better shape then. I have, I guess, not much more to say than that, and of course, aloha, and that was a good one. Bye-bye.
In the morning when the sun is rising, God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.